Thank you, Paul. It's good to see you out again this morning. Len started the series. We're going to look in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 today. I'm not worthy to fit in Len's shoes, but I'm going to try the best I can to expound the gospel, the scripture this morning, what the Bible teaches and what the word says here. 2 Thessalonians, it's a letter that was written to the Thessalonians, stating that the day of the Lord had come. And they thought it was Paul who wrote this letter, but it wasn't. So Paul wrote to them, telling them that the day of the Lord didn't come. And certain things has to fall in place before the day of the Lord come. And so we're going to look into this letter. The Apostle Paul wrote to address this. And so we are here this morning to listen to these words here of comfort. The outline, as we see today, is A, Dark Mystery Exposed, verses 7 through 9 of 2 Thessalonians. Consequences of Unbelief, verse 10 through 12. Comfort of the Chosen, 13 through 17. Salvation through Sanctification, 13 through 14, and then Endurance through Sound Teaching. That's verse 15. So we look this morning, and we're going to read to see what this scripture said. For just the background, if you go back to chapter 1 in 2 Thessalonians, and verse 4, Len showed us last week that the Christians or the believers were going through a hard time of persecution and suffering. Verse 4 said, "So that we ourselves boast of you among the church of God for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulation that you endure." So I guess because of this persecution they were going through, they believe, or the first part of the persecution, they believe that the day of the Lord had come. We got to kind of make this clear here, that the day of the Lord cannot come until the falling away. And when we say falling away, we mean that people stop believing the gospel, stop believing the word of God, stop believing the truth. And there, in other words, the Antichrist arise. All right, let's just read the scripture here so that we can expound it a little more plainly. Maybe we should just read, for the first part, I read the first three verses, and then the lesson is taken from verse 7 through 17. So, just to get into the gear, let's read verse 1 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. "Now, brethren, concerning the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our gathering together to him, we ask you not to be so shaken in mind or troubled, either by spirit or by the word or by letter, as if from us, as though the day of Christ had come. Let no one deceive you by any means, for the day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition." So right up front there, it tells you about the letter. The believers thought this letter came from Paul, but actually, as you see there, it's not. It did not come from him. And so because they were going through the persecution, they think this letter had come from Paul. So he wrote this letter now to tell them what should happen. And even before he wrote them, while he was with them, he told them that these things would happen, you know. But, you know, when you're going through a lot of things, suffering, persecution, you know, people lying on you and all that, all those things bearing on you. And so this was what happening here in 2 Thessalonians. And the Apostle Paul wrote to let them know, no, the day of the Lord cannot happen before the rapture. The day of Christ is for believers. We shall be taken up. And the day of Christ shouldn't take here on earth. It's going to meet in the rapture. And the day of the Lord happen here when the Lord God come back to deal with sin. That one who deceives and so forth. So we'll drop down to verse 7, and that's where our lessons is taken from today. And verse 7, we read, "For the mystery of unlawfulness is already at work. Only he who now restrains will do so until he's taken out of the way. And then the lawless one or the wicked one will be revealed, whom the Lord will consume with the breath of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming." We just start there for right. Right there in verse 7, we'll see that lawlessness or the iniquity that man does today, it's happening, but the world cannot see that. Because it's kind of suppressed. Because the Holy Spirit is on the earth, in the church, in the believers, it's kind of hold back. You know? You don't have that full blown yet. So that's what verse 7 is saying. The work, only he who now restrain will do so until he is taken out of the way. And that's the Holy Spirit there one. Remember, the Holy Spirit came down from God in the day of Pentecost, right? To indwell the believers. And that's what's happening today. And because of that, the presence of the Holy Spirit, things is kind of holding back. The God of glory is trying to hold back that. But there's a day coming, not far, after the rapture, after we are gone, then that one is going to be loosened. He's going to have full force over the world. And as we go along, we'll see that. And then, you know, we won't be in this. Then the Lord come back, the day of the Lord. That's what it is. If you look in Len's handouts, you'll see that. The day of the Lord, the rapture take place up in the air, and then the day of the Lord when he come back. The day of Christ is for us, the believer. We are gone. So thank be to God. We won't be here to witness those things, you know. So we have a blessed one there. All right, let's continue to verse 9 to verse 12. "The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them a strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but have pleasure in unrighteousness." And right here in verse 9, we see the coming of the lawless one. That time, the church is raptured. And now this one is taking place. The lawless one is according to the working of Satan. He is following the working of Satan, or Satan give him the power to work on behalf of him with all power, signs, and lion wanders. And this, dear one, is happening on the earth while we are raptured. And the thing is, because these, dear one, didn't believe in the God of glory, in the God of heaven, the true God, this one will be so powerful, like a God, like God himself. The signs and the wonders that he did, they're going to believe it. Because they didn't believe the truth. So God is going to send them a strong light, and that they believe. Verse 10, and with all unrighteousness, deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Yes, this is what happened. You have the truth, you hear it, and you don't believe in it. So, God, this is where a lot of commentators kind of shift against each other, because they're talking about the good God who gave his son to die. And now he's going to punish these. But you see, these days, dear ones, is the day of grace. You have the privilege, or we have the privilege, when we hear the gospel, you can receive it, or you can walk away from it. But then, it comes, you have to give an account, dear ones. Yes, we have to. This is what this scripture is saying here. You hear the word, you harden your heart, you stiffen your neck, and you say, put it off for another day. You come back, you hear the word, and you still put it off. So, the Christian are taken up, and the spirit that lives within us in the church is gone, and now lawlessness is taking over the world. And these signs, these wonders, you believe in it. Those who are left back, those who didn't believe in the gospel, the true gospel, and they believe in these lies. So God will turn them over to their mind that they believe in. Verse 11, and for this reason, God will send them a strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that they will all be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So this is what Paul is dealing with first. He deals with those who are unbelief, who hear the gospel, who didn't believe, who put it off and put it off and put it off until the day of grace is gone forever, dear ones, forever, forever. There's not a time after that they will be able to get that back. The only persons who will get that is the nation of Israel, the Israelites, because God will come back and deal with them. But here is the day of grace. Here God give them the time, the privilege to ask him to save them. And they did not believe. So they believe in unrighteousness, in the power of darkness. Yes, God turned them over. Yes, and they believe. Dear ones, if you're here this morning and you're not sure of your salvation, you're not sure that you made that settlement with God, this morning, grace is still abounding. Grace is still free. Grace, we have it. It's free. Something we are not worthy of. But that one who came down and died there for us, it's still available to us this morning. Yes, there's a day coming when all of us shall give an account to the Lord Jesus Christ. If it's not here, it's up there. He's either going to be your Savior, or he's going to tell you forever, judgment forever. And this point, from verse 13 here, we see the Apostle Paul turn around now. He's going to deal with the believers, those who have put their trust in him. Let's read verse 13 and verse 13 to verse 14. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by God, by the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth, to what he called you by our gospel, for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So here we see, first of all, Paul is talking to us. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you. What? Brethren. We have come out of that sin nature. We have given our life over to God. And he's calling us. Brethren. Beloved. Beloved of God. Yes, why? Because we came out of that. He chose us. Right? He set us apart by sanctification. And we are looking forward to that day when we shall see him and we shall bow at his feet and say, thank you, Lord, for saving a poor sinner like me. The day of grace is still here, dear ones. This day of salvation is still free. And we can apply that to our lives this morning. God always, for you, brethren, beloved, the Lord, because God from the beginning chose you for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. That's the next word, belief in the truth. Yes, you heard the gospel. You did not shun away from it. We know we were sinners, and so we asked him into our hearts, into our lives. And from that day forward, oh, there will be times when the bump goes a little up and a little down. But we know who we are serving. And we press on for that day when we shall see him and we shall hear, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Verse 14, to which he called us, or called you by our gospel for the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our gospel. You hear the truth. The gospel is the truth. The word of God. Whether it's the written word. Or whether it's the letter. Like we are reading here today. From the apostles. There are lots of that in the scriptures. And you hear this word. And you believe the word. And there comes a time. When each one of us. Whether it's private, whether it's public, but there comes a time in our life when we ask God to come into our hearts and to cleanse us from all that sin, degradation. We look forward to that day when he shall come and come back to take us forever to be with him. Yes, the apostle write this so that he can encourage the Thessalonians. And by doing that, when they see that, they know that they heard him before, you know, while he was there with them, they hear that these things would happen. But because, remember, false news, false letter, false word, but because they were saying it came from the apostle, they believe it. But that's what we have to do, dear ones. Check it out. Check the scripture. Read it for yourself. You hear it here. You go back home. You read it this afternoon. And you see. You know, you get some other books with it. You read one scripture, two scripture. And then you have exploitation of the word. In other words. So you understand it. Yes. We all one day have to give an account. Whether you're rich. Whether you're poor. Whether you're in between or whether you're poor. In Jamaica, we have poor, poor, rich, and very rich. There's no in between, like middle rich or middle class. No. If you've been to the island, you see what I'm talking about. So, dear ones, in our state of life, wherever God set us, wherever we are, we have to give an account to our Maker. And that's why we come out every day. This morning we hear in the first meeting, as we were reading the scripture, Dr. Locke read and what the Lord went through for us. We can't understand it. And then we hear again the crowd saying, away with this man, crucify him. And he didn't shun away from it. So this morning, we can bow our hearts and bow our feet and say again and again and again, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. We go on a little more, verse 15. And the apostle is still continuing to encourage these dear believers. Therefore, brethren, stand fast on the older tradition which you were taught, whether by word or our epistle. And here he's talking about the tradition. Which tradition is he talking about? He's talking about the tradition, the teaching that they hear, either from him or from the word or from the other apostles. Yes, these are words. You know, those of us who have kids, you try to teach your kids the right way. And, you know, coming up at a certain age, they listen to you and they have to come, I think, because you're in charge at that time. And you show them the way and you said, we got to go to church. And, you know, if they're not up, you go back in and you said, come on, let's go. The time is going. We got to go, you know. But there comes a time when that child grow up and he or she's an adult and, you know, they're still in your house. Let's put it that way. And 18, 20, and you said to them, we still have to go to church. You're under my roof. But if that child disobey and said, well, I don't feel like it today, what do you do? And it's now 9:30 and you're there struggling. And you, as a believer, what do you do? Well, I leave you to answer that. Maybe when I'm done, you tell me what would you do. But I went through that. I went through that. And there comes a time too when your kids continue to disobey your rules and regulations. And you pray to the Lord and you say, no. You reach a point in life and you say, no, this cannot happen. It's either you have to leave my house or I leave it for you. And so you got to make up your mind. Not only that, you got to pray to God to show you the way. But these are struggles that most of us went through. And sometimes we don't say it to no one. There is people who you say to, and maybe even relatives sometimes, and they don't believe you. But when it's happening to your house, you realize and you say, yes, this was happening to my brother, my sister, my niece, or my nephew. And so we have to continue praying for our kids because they grew up in the assembly and now they are maybe even not going nowhere. Maybe they're struggling with things that you don't even know of, but you still pray for them. And they come and visit you and you talk to them and you show them the way. And they say, oh yes, I'm wrong, but I'm going to try to do better. I'm going to try to do better. But you continue after that. You continue until maybe not in my lifetime, maybe not in your lifetime, but that day will come when they either have to give their heart to God or they walk away, and then God will send them a strong delusion, a strong lie that they believe these ones and they're turned over to them. So the apostle is encouraging us here in verse 15. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the tradition which you were taught. This is the word of God. You have heard it. You believe in it. You continue to do what's right. And, you know, at times, it's not the talking, but just the way we operate. Someone is always watching us. Either at work, at school, at play, or anywhere you go. Jebby, we were at my daughter yesterday. She had a little get-together with the family. And Jebby came along. And we were there. I didn't expect Jebby. But what did Jebby see? Did Jebby see him out there with those guys doing anything illegal that he would say, you're a man of God, you're not doing what you're supposed to do? So, dear ones, you never know who will just come up to your door and knock. Can I borrow a bread? Can I get a slice of cheese? Or anything? These are reliable days we are living in. And the word of God said, if your enemy come to your door and knock, hand him something that he don't go away saying, huh, that guy's a Christian and I go there hungry. And he didn't give me a slice of bread. Yes, we know the word. We should do what the word said. Hear the apostle is saying, stand strong. Be grounded. Know the word. Don't let no foolishness just backs you off the word of God. Know it. Read it for yourself. And then you can tell others about it. Verse 16 at the end here. Now the apostle is praying for them. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and our God, the Father and Father who loved us and give us everlasting consolation and good hope by grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. So here, if we know the word, we should do the work. The word of God, you know it. You don't just keep it in your heart. You do the work. Do what it says. Continue to live in that place where God see you and said, thank you. Thank you. We don't get the thank you until we finish. But somebody always come up and say, you know, you're doing a good job. You're doing a good job. But that's not it. We want to hear it from our Savior. The Lord Jesus Christ, he's always there, listening to that day when we shall come. False information. It's not good. Today, people set dates for the Lord's return. You know what? But don't believe it, because that day came and passed. How many times a year on the radio? God is coming. When? Last year. God is coming this year. And it passed. The return of the Lord is imminent. He can come at any time. And dear ones, that's what he tells us to do. To look up. He said he come as a thief in the night. And that can happen even today as I am here. Are we ready? Are we willing to give him your heart if you're here and you're not sure? The day of grace is still available. Yes? The scripture says, one day, when you don't think of it, the Lord will appear. And it might be too late. But today, you still have that time. You can say, Lord, here I am. I hear your gospel. And I'm willing to give you my heart this day. And I'm ready to bow at your feet and accept you as Lord and Savior of my life. Yes, dear ones, these dear ones was doing the work of the Lord. They were doing and doing and doing. And the apostle commend them for what they were doing. You know? And so we as individuals this morning come and we hear sometimes false news. Don't believe in false news. Don't believe in the news that you hear. You got to check it out for yourself. You got to read it, check it, see if it's right, see if it's correct. And then you come to your conclusion. The Lord bless our heavy hearts here this morning. And as we leave here this morning, even if you have given yourself to the Lord, ask him to continue to strengthen us in these days, because the evil one is our own, and he tries to trick us in the best possible way that he can. And so we have to be on our guard. Until that day come, dear ones, we continue to serve him. You know, there is a song we sing sometime, and it said, "I'm thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me, but I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee." Draw me closer, 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 blessed Lord. Yes, this morning, if the Lord Jesus is speaking to you, harden not your heart, but give him the preeminence in your life, and he will continue to lead you as the day go by. Oh, Father and oh God, we come to thee again and we tell thee thanks for your word, for your love. Help us this morning, Father, to take heed to what we hear. Allow us again, Father, to check it for ourselves and to see where the error comes in. We thank you, Father, for bringing us here out this morning, and we thank you that we could serve you in this little way. Help us again, dear God, to continue to fight the good fight until that day when you shall come to take us forever to be with you. Father, just bless each and every heart here this morning. Cause that if there is one here going through hard times, times that they see that there is no end, we just ask, Father, that thou mayest even show that one that there is hope in the love of God. Bless our heavy hearts here and take us home to our respective home in safety. We give thanks in our Savior's worthy and precious name. Amen.